physically exhausted. You know, it's an extremely uncomfortable place to go to. It's humid and it's hot, and you're walking through, you know, a bit of mud and wet water. You know, it's hard walking, and you're trying to go through a path of kunai grass, which is 6 or 8 feet high, and cuts down on all local circulation. And you're perspiring freely, and it's hard to have much in the way of emotions when you get to the plane. But it's spectacular when you see it, and you know, it just sort of, you know, you see it there all of a sudden. And then what happens? You tend to take about half an hour or so to walk around and look at things, maybe an hour, and just admire it all. But your brain's working at about 10% capacity. You know,
right,
because of the heat and the exhaustion and things like this. And then it's time to turn around and come out again, and you plod back. Of course, you're even more tired on the way back, but it is quicker because you've
made a path.
You've made a path. Yeah.
Incredible.
And when you walk into those sites, of course, you're taking everything in there. Your senses are much more alert when you're going in new territory. You know, you're looking, just taking in the local scene.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it always seems a bit quicker on the way out, although you're even more tired.
Yes. Huh.